It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Hang on, let me put on my headphones. All right, what?
I said yay.
Yay. A couple of exciting things happening. First of all, we have free money coming up in about an hour.
Woo!
1 hour from right now, you're going to have your first of five chances, right, Megan?
That's right,
it's
Mark.
Five every day to win free cash, which is incredible. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
I don't know where we get it all, because every time I ask our boss for money, he says we don't have it.
I know. Same.
So he's lying to somebody, and I think it's me. What else is happening? Oh, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
And with St. Patrick's Day, hang on, I'm trying to find some Irish music.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Because, you know, because St. Patrick's Day, you need the Irish music.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, so here's the thing. With St. Patrick's Day, first of all, everybody is Irish for a day. I don't know how it happens, but everybody starts to speak Irish, and everyone's talking about how they have Irish relatives. They all eat corned beef and cabbage, and they drink green beer.
It's great.
Which, by the way, fun fact, in Ireland, they don't drink green beer.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do that. They just drink Guinness.
Yeah, they just drink beer.
Yeah, right.
And it's thick and black and dark.
Pint.
Yeah. They don't talk like that either, Megan.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Anyway, Megan is taking the day off. It's her annual I'm taking St. Patrick's Day off day.
Yeah, it's very, very important in my family. Not just because I think I'm Irish for a day, but because I'm Irish all the time.
You're Irish all the time.
Both my parents are very Irish, and
right.
It's a big deal in my family. It has been since I was a kid.
So, like, Megan has to take off of work, and I explained to her that since... Really, the day you want to take off is the day after St. Patrick's Day, because that's when you're nursing your hangover.
Well, you don't... Well, no, because, well, first of all, it's a Saturday.
Right.
And I'm going out of town, so that's why.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. The other big problem is that St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday, and typically, you know, it only rolls around on a Friday once every, like, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, that's really not a problem. It's kind of cool.
Well, if you're Catholic, it's during Lent. And you can't eat meat, right?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's the big thing, because, you know, we're going out with some of, I don't know what I'm doing, actually. but they always have, like, you know, these parties and things, and they say traditional Irish meals, like corned beef and cabbage.
It's always corned beef. You gotta have corned beef. It's good luck.
And then there's shepherd's pie, which is made with beef.
Yeah.
Then they have those, like, scotch eggs or whatever, which is the sausage and the egg.
Oh, my God, what are you gonna eat?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I'll have fish tacos. But... I got an email text alert from my priest the other day.
Yeah.
Get this. Are you ready?
What? Yes.
Because it's St. Patrick's Day and it's a Friday, the whole, like, Catholic religion, they've lifted the whole Lenten no meat thing.
You can't just do that.
Swear to God, they did.
Really?
They absolutely can. The bishop said, hey, we're giving you special dispensation. If you're Catholic, you can eat meat on Friday because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Cool, that's exciting.
Isn't that amazing that they can just do that?
Yeah, they can just do whatever they want.
But now here's the stipulation. You have to give Saturday up so that, like, you know, if you don't eat meat on, usually we don't eat meat on Friday.
Yeah.
But now we can eat corned beef and cabbage all day on Friday, and then Saturday I'll have the fish tacos.
Yeah, just don't make it because you can't eat any of the leftovers.
No, I'm not going to make it all.
So you better go get it somewhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Isn't that exciting though?
Yeah, congratulations.
I mean, all my Catholic friends were all like, we're all texting back and forth going, this is the best day ever.
Good thing. I'm happy for you, Mark.
I'm telling you.
You wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without it, though. So
that's,
like,
what I'm
and
saying.
You can't eat a fish taco on St. Patrick's Day.
I was like, insane. I was like, what else could I eat? I could eat fried green tomatoes. I could eat, what other green? Salad. That's green.
Gross.
I know. No one wants to eat that.
Nobody wants to eat salad and drink beer. It'll be so sick.
Justin wants to get this. Justin said that tomorrow during the show, we should have green beer and do a Facebook Live.
You should.
I said he just wants to drink beer in the morning.
Yeah, he just wants to drink every morning.
Yeah, we had some Bailey's Irish cream here, but somebody stole it. My wife walked into my closet the other day and said, do you have anything green for St. Patrick's Day? And I was like, I don't think I own anything green at all.
Every year I realize how little green I own.
It's like, a very unpopular color.
I don't buy anything that's green, ever. So I just end up wearing like the same, like, St. Patty's t-shirt every year because I just, like, don't buy anything. Also, hard to find.
It really is hard to find green things that look good on anybody.
That are cute. Yeah. Usually, like, it's not that cute.
My wife said, I feel like we go through this. I have one green striped tie.
Yeah.
Which is like an Easter tie. And I said, I'm not wearing a tie. I mean,
it's like mint green.
Yeah. It's like minty green, but, like, it's got dark, you know, it's a nice tie.
Yeah.
But
I feel like you need to wear, like, a Kelly green.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing I said was we should all get, like, Notre Dame shirts.
Yeah.
Because that way it's March Madness. It's, you know.
That's true. That, it makes that sense. Could work. Yeah.
That way you're wearing green and
there's like a leprechaun on there too, right? That's their logo?
Yeah, a little Fighting Irish guy.
Oh, Fighting Irish.
Yeah, that's cool. So, I mean, maybe we could do that. But green is not something that is customarily something
so
you find in your
closet. No, it's so hard to find. Yeah. I have zero green in my closet.
I may have to go shopping. That's the other thing. My wife goes, "Do you want me to go buy you something green?" I was like, "No, don't. I'll, you know, first of all, no one's going to pinch me."
I wouldn't say that. Oh,
okay,
you're
right. There's a couple people that may want to. What? Let me ask you this, Megan. What do you know where the pinching people that don't wear green comes from?
No, I really don't.
I feel like it was some perverted old Irish grandpa. That like
I remember it from like when I was in elementary school. Like right. That was the thing. If you weren't wearing green, like you would get pinched.
Some perverted middle school teacher then. Or elementary school teacher.
Know.
Some pervert somewhere was once like, "You ain't wearing green, lassie, I'm gonna pinch your bottom." And then all
good.
Of a sudden it became a thing.
That's not bad.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Do you practice?
I do. I have a lot of practice making fun of Irish people.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
No. That's the rule of St. Patrick's Day.
But just wear green to be safe, you know?
I mean, wear green to be safe. You know, but then there's always, you know what always happens is someone shows up in like teal or aqua.
Because they realize they don't have green.
Because they don't have any freaking green in their closet.
I know.
And then they get pinched. They go, "I'm wearing green." And they're like, "No, you're not. You're wearing teal. Go Jaguars." Like, come on.
Yeah.
340-9595. 800-475-9595. Kristen, good morning. Hi, how are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day Eve.
Happy St. Patrick's Day Eve. I heard you guys talking a few minutes ago about the ideas behind, or where we get the idea to pinch people who are not wearing green.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh,
do you know?
I do. There are actually two different thoughts. I grew up in Savannah. Mm-hmm. An Irish girl in Savannah. So growing up with that thick Irish history, I remember from as long as I can remember being pinched or pinching people who weren't wearing green.
Right.
And my grandfather always told us that if you weren't wearing green, that the folklore was you would wear green to blend into the environment. So leprechauns and fairies wouldn't see you.
Oh.
And if they could see you, they would pinch you. And if you weren't wearing green, you were pinching people to remind them, like, leprechauns will see you and pinch you if you're not wearing green on this day.
Oh, I got you.
And then there's...
Because you don't want to get pinched by the fairies.
No.
Yeah. I know, right?
Well, some people might.
Then there's a more non-folklore version of it, that it's a day to honor and remember Ireland during the time of St. Patrick. And during the and it was an oppression state, so a lot of people wouldn't wear green, just as like, I'm not going to do that and remember that time. And
right.
So it was a way for people who were Irish supporters to remind people that they should be remembering Ireland.
Got it.
Time.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's first of all, you're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, you are.
I guess growing up in a city where they dye the entire river green.
Yeah.
Once a year, you learn that kind of stuff.
I would wake up to green eggs and
I did
ham.
Too.
Drinking green beer like at 8 o'clock in the morning. So
my mom would put like green in our milk and stuff in the morning when we would like wake up. Like it was fun when you're a kid too. It's not just about drinking beer. Mark.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yeah. I was really disappointed when I moved here about 20 years ago to go to UNF, and St. Patrick's Day was coming up, and our professor tells us, "Don't forget your projects are due on the 17th. And I'm thinking, no, that's St. Patrick's Day. Isn't school closed? And people looked at me like I'd lost my mind.
You're clearly one of Megan's people.
Yeah, you really are.
Kristen, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Like, wait a minute. I got to work? Hell no. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Don't you people understand?
It's a national holiday.
It is.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live, or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.